You're listening to SBS News.
A standoff that began on Tuesday morning continued well into the night. Police were alerted to the illegal gathering inside a synagogue in Melbourne's southeast by members of the community who noticed a group of ultra-Orthodox Jewish worshippers gathering inside from about 6 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't until about 8:30 that those inside slowly began making their way out, and that's when tensions boiled over.
This gentleman hit me.
Prove it.
It's on the camera.
Prove it.
Hey, it's on camera.
I can't touch you. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. You hit me.
Why are you doing this?
Police estimate around 30 people were in attendance, about half of whom were children, prompting them to push for a peaceful approach. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Russell Barrett says he's appalled at the outcome.
We went through a process for negotiation, peaceful negotiation. We didn't force entry to the premises because we understood children were there. So, you know, in a structured peaceful negotiation in good faith, I'm really disappointed that those people chose to do that after we had acted in the way we did.
Police were only able to make contact with the worshippers once they left the synagogue around 7:20 on Tuesday night. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria were also critical of the events. In a statement, a council spokesperson said the actions of a few do not represent the vast majority of our community who have celebrated Rosh Hashanah at home and continue to follow the rules. The sentiment was echoed by Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews.
The activity last night, where I believe a cameraman was injured, which we send our best wishes to him, it's just appalling, appalling conduct. I understand it, that apart from minors, everybody there will be getting a fine as well. So it's just not smart. It prolongs the lockdown, it potentially puts people in hospital, and it is against the law, and you will be caught and you will be fined.
Six people have already been fined $5,500 for their conduct. Police are warning they will be charging all adults who were involved. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.